Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the outdoor show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today: Texas Insider Fishing Report, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. Weather: Galveston, 86 on the island down there this morning. Calling for cloudy early with isolated thunderstorms. They'll develop mostly this afternoon, with a high of 88, winds will be west at 5 to 10, and that rain chance, 40% tonight. Picks up a little bit, of about a 60% chance of rain with scattered thunderstorms, especially late, and winds will be southwest 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, rain showers early with some sunshine later in the day with a high of 89, and winds will be switching over to north-northwest at 5 to 10 with a 60% chance of rain. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a high coming up at 5:22 a.m. It's a 1.5, and then it stands high all day. And then we have a low tonight at 8:45 p.m. It's a negative 0.6. 6:32 a.m. at sunrise, 8:19 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 84%. Our first full moon will be Sunday night. And looking at current conditions right now at the North Jetty, it looks like it's kind of a west wind at 11, maybe a little south in it, but mostly west. And up in the upper end of the complex, it's about 3 miles an hour out of the west. About mid-bay down around Eagle Point, it's six out of the west. So pretty much west everywhere. And that's where we're at. San Luis Pass, pretty much about six out of the west, so maybe nine, six to nine. But west 5 to 10 this morning, and they're hitting it right on the button. Can't beat that. Get something right anyway. All right, well, let's head over to the Tri-Bay area. I mean, Tri-Bay. Let's head over to Sabine Lake and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Sometimes it's hard to remember where you are, right?
Well, I was looking at the weather monitors, and it was right there at the Tri-Bay area at San Luis Pass, and that's what made me think of that. So, anyway,
heading east, boys,
heading east. What's up over there, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, our fish didn't really, our trout didn't really move much after that storm surge. They're still locked in that area in the Sabine Pass ship channel.
Right.
And there's jackfish in there and big ass sharks and all kinds of stuff. Man,
offshore creatures. Do you feel like you got any kind of influx of fish at all from the Gulf? You know, other than sharks and jacks, you feel like a few trout came in with those tides?
Yeah. There's some tide runners in there and some local fish. They're just playing up and down that channel.
Mm-hmm.
And the bite's pretty early in the morning, and then you have to pick and peck.
Sure.
But you can keep catching them. You
know, summer pattern.
You just have to, yeah, the typical summer pattern.
Boy, it was a little warm this week after that hurricane, wasn't it? Just no bomb.
Yeah.
I think it's hotter in the mornings than it is, you know, later in the day, it seems like. So muggy.
Boy, it does. I mean, it's so calm out there sometimes.
I know.
And, boy, man, I mean, it's just smoking hot.
Whew.
And I'm still sitting here nursing this kidney stone I'm trying to pass.
Man, are you still dealing with that, brother?
I'm still dealing with it, but I guess I'm down now to going to the doctor this morning. I'll probably have to have a procedure done to blast it in two. But it hadn't been bothering me much, but occasionally it'll...
I think when it starts moving is when it just doubles you up. I've never had one, but I know people that have, and boy, that's... Man.
Yeah, the other day I was having some difficulty.
Yeah, I got a bunch of texts.
There's no way I could talk on
it. I didn't elaborate on your illness. I just said Bill's under the weather this morning.
Yeah, I was way under.
Yeah, well, I got a text from you at like, what'd you text me, like 2:20 in the morning or something? I said, uh-oh, something.
Yeah.
I went and checked my phone. I said, oh, God, that's Bill.
Yeah, I figured I better let you know that all I was doing was rolling around and moaning.
I appreciate that. I bet you had a rough night.
Yeah, it was not that bad, but it could have been bad. I've got some high-powered medicine, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, they do now. They just kind of use like an ultrasound or something and pound that, you know, break it apart or what?
They'll run a laser up in there and blast it. Yeah.
That don't sound good.
No. I don't want to get too graphic about it.
Well, I can just only imagine.
The way they described it to me, it's not going to be pleasant, but I'll be knocked out. So, but anyway, just to tell you that there are fish still in the, they're still there, and some of them are up in the lake. I just didn't go up in the lake. I just hit several spots in the channel and caught all I needed.
Yeah. Got what you needed, brother. As James says, we got what we needed.
Got what we needed.
Got what we needed.
I'm telling you, there was in one particular area, there are sharks that are so big that you can't overpower a trout fast enough in the current.
Can't get him
to
away
get them
from
away from them.
Wow.
No, it's just impossible. And, you know, they ate three or four of our really good fish, and I just went, oh, man, I cannot even believe this. But there, you can turn on a graph anywhere in that ship channel, and you wouldn't even believe how many boomerangs you see down there. And it's all kind of critters.
Right.
There's bait. There's stacks of fish of all kinds. And, I mean, you can drop a dead shrimp down there and catch you a drum or a gaff top or a hard head. Or everybody's together.
Yeah.
They're seesawing up and down that area.
Stacked up down there, man.
But the sharks are not everywhere. They're just
they're probably where the most fish are.
Yeah, that's exactly where they are.
You know, that's bait to them, like we look for mullet, you know, and trout look for mullet.
They literally come up on the top and stick their fin and tail out and cruise around on the surface, seeking whom they may devour.
Yeah, if you're seeing those big ones like that, that's probably bulls.
Yeah, well, some of them have black tips on their fins.
Black tips, yeah.
Yeah,
they get big too, man. Black. I've seen some, you know, 5 and 6 foot black tips in Trinity before, you know.
No, my son hooked one the other morning. I say Monday morning, and that shark got his fish, his jig, everything, and was spooling him out. And he said, "What am I going to do? I'm going to lose all my line." I said, "Put your thumb on it." He put
hope
thumb
your
down
knot
on
breaks.
That thing.
Yeah, put your thumb on it and hope your knot cuts itself in two there so you don't lose all your line.
And finally he got rid of that thing.
Trout tackle is no match for a big old shark. No match.
No. No, we're just not ready for that.
No.
But so there, we stopped in another place further up the channel, and it does seem like that they're moving up a little bit further, maybe a couple of miles.
Yeah.
And there was some pretty fish there, and not any sharks. And I saw one, but we didn't have to deal with them.
Yeah.
And those fish were in 8 to maybe 4 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
They scattered around in there, and there was some really nice fish, 19s, 18s.
Yeah.
Didn't catch any 20s, but they were there, I'm sure, you know.
Upper slots, as we call them now for trout.
Upper slots.
Can you believe that?
There you
go. Upper slots.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
I know.
But that's the land we're dealing with right now.
Well, numbers are up from what I'm hearing. It just gets better every day. It's like, you know, more fish come in, especially over here. You know, I got a text from a buddy, and he said, man, he said he hadn't seen numbers this good in years. He said, it's just numbers, though. There's no big fish, but the numbers are incredible.
Well, when I
find
them.
It just tells you how good a spawn we got off last year, you know, with the water being salty.
Yeah, our spawn last year. Yeah, there's so many 12-inch fish running around out there.
Sure, you got it.
Oh, wow. And so we're benefiting from that, too. At least they'll get 13 on the Louisiana side before they get caught.
Right.
And a 13-inch trout is an okay trout. You know, at least he's got a fillet on him. It's not like a banana or a popsicle.
Yeah, it's something we hadn't seen here in Texas in years, keeping 13s or 14s. What was the old minimum length? I think it was 14, wasn't it? Way back in the day, it was 12, then it went to 14, and now it's been 15 forever.
Well, I remember when there was none.
Well, true.
We caught all we wanted. And then,
there was 20. And then there was 10, and then 5, and now 3. Goodness.
Yeah. I'm willing to to watch it, but I don't think the three was necessary. Just my honest opinion. I think that was a little bit overkill, but hey, that's what they want to do.
Well, they saw the need in it somehow, and the majority of the fishermen that attended the meetings and voted online voted for it, but it was a slim margin.
Yeah, I'm hard pressed to find anybody that was for it, but hey, I don't know how they count that stuff.
Well, and I was not asked. I'm just for whatever's better for the fishery, and you know, I'm no marine biologist by any means. I just go by what I see and what I've dealt with over the years and what I know about trout. And that's all I got to go
I guess
on.
they'll just have to prove it to me. I haven't fished Texas waters this year at all. It's just mostly better on the Louisiana side.
Well,
anyway.
If I had to pay what you had to pay for Louisiana license to be legal, I'd fish over there too. I'd take advantage of that.
Yeah. Seriously. You have to. And to be competitive with all those guys that come over from Calcasieu.
Sure.
I have to play the game.
Yeah, you do. Well, let me play this commercial game right quick. I'll be right back.
Play
here,
it, man.
Hang on, man.
Play it.
All right. Well, you know, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune into the Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 p.m. You can find it on Bally Sports Southwest or Space City Sports Home Net. And what the show does, it'll give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider, what they do, they break down the state into six regions. They have three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and they have three saltwater for the guys who want to catch trout and redfish inshore and tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join in with Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my friend Captain Rick Murphy. That way you can know what's hot and what's not for your weekend fishing. You can find that every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m., Friday mornings at 7 a.m., Friday evenings at 5 p.m., on Bally Sports Southwest Space City Home Network. Check it out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm having daydreams about the middle of the afternoon, and while my hands make a living, my mind's home loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, I'm here with you, brother.
All right. That's good to hear.
Well, there's. I wonder if we're finally going to dry out this year.
I don't know. Seeing that extended forecast, man, it looks like rain every day forever.
Rain every day forever. Just dodging little pop up showers.
Hell, I wish it would have clouded up and rained this week while I was doing all that work. It took me 4 days to get my yard cleaned up and picked up, and I can't believe all the limbs and just
it took me 2 days. It,
unbelievable.
Oh yeah, and the grass won't quit growing.
No, it won't.
It's just, I have to mow my yard, a part of my yard right around the house. My wife makes me fertilize it at spring. So we can get the little stickers and stuff out of the grass. And that was a mistake this year. I'm telling you, I can't keep that stuff mowed. It's every 3 days.
Yeah.
It grows that fast. I cut it down to a 2-inch cut, and 3 days later, it's right back where it was. And if I let it go any further than that, it's going to make hay. I mean, you'd be out there raking grass, and it's, I ain't doing that.
No.
I fire that big skag up and let it run. Man.
Yeah, I run those mulching blades on my Gravely, and that keeps me from stacking up all those that piles of junk, It mulches it up real good, so I don't have all that grass overlay. Yeah, it's a nightmare, man. It's but hey, yards look good, fishing's good. Hey, life's good for
life's fishermen. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, if anybody wants to go fishing, just call me. I'm catching them. Catching some sharks too, and a jackfish every once in a while. Oh, them crazy things. Man.
Where's all your herds of reds at?
Don't know. I figured they're out there in that channel somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought I saw one come get a trout
somewhere. You know, that place over there just has, redfish like crazy.
Yeah, we got redfish, but for the last 3 weeks, I have not been able to touch them.
Huh.
No, I hook a bull every once in a while, but where I'm fishing, everything's there. But as far as those beautiful 18, 19, 22s, I can't find them.
Now, what y'all's redfish like now on the Louisiana side? They changed it. What did
Louisiana's
it go to?
18 inches for a day.
For a day.
You can't keep anything over 27.
Right. And used to, you keep one a day over 27.
You sure could, and I thought that was an okay thing, but they shut that off.
Well, it takes pressure off the baby makers, you know, the spawners, your brood stock. And I mean, really, if you're that, those are the best eating reds, as far as I'm concerned. You know, 18 to 22
the
inches.
Young ones.
Those are, man, those are perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can still keep a, and it used to be 16, but it's 18 inches now.
Right.
And that's okay, too.
Well, 16s were better, but I'm just talking about now, yes. You know, since it's 18.
16s were better. They
like
were
giant croakers.
You could just push a fillet knife right through those little guys.
Oh, yeah. They were easy to clean, too.
Oh, yeah, man, I love them. I was sorry to see that change. I mean, but hey, you know, in their infinite wisdom, that's how they want to do it.
Man, it's just so weird adjusting this. You know, our slot's the same on reds, 8 inches. We have 8 inches of slot to play with, but trout only 5 inches.
And
and really less than that I just look at them, if they're 15 and a half, throw that in the box, 15 and a half or 16. And if they're crowding 20, just go ahead and chunk it, you know. But, small window there.
Yeah, that's a small window. And you can only keep two out of your 15 on the Louisiana side that are over 20.
Right.
And that's, so that gives you a little play, but, you know, you have to pay attention to that.
Yes.
You start getting into some better trout, and some of those schools are. And there's fish out there that we don't touch. You know, they're not all stacked in one place, and there's some hiding out there that you don't find.
Right.
And that's what helps them survive. And the bait moves, and they'll move with it, and they'll pack up overnight and gone. And you're left there trying to figure out where they did go.
Have y'all had any kind of bird activity over there lately?
Nope. Oh, well, there's some birds working right at dawn some mornings over the ship channel.
Mm-hmm.
Those fish will be pushing the bait up on top. And you see the trout turning upside down somersaults.
Yeah, jumping out of the water, flipping out.
Oh yeah, they're like piranhas.
Mm-hmm.
Literally like piranhas, a smaller fish, and that you just throw in there and you'll get a better one. You know, there's some better fish under them.
Well, I know before the Gulf season opened, what that opened the 15th of July, right? Yeah, shrimp season in the Gulf. I was hearing reports from a lot of my buddies down there fishing the beachfront. Birds were working like crazy, you know, in the first and second gut, all up and down the
mm-hmm.
beach on those big white shrimp jumping out of the water like crazy.
Well, the numbers seem to be okay. But when all this fresh water gets stabilized a little bit, and those fish start moving back north, that's when I'm going to really be able to tell what I've got, you know, for the whole bay. And I'm not fishing up north right now, but I will go up there. It's just a matter of time. And it's going to be close. You know, we're running out of year.
Mm-hmm.
Fall season will be on us before we know it.
Yeah, it will.
And, well, the shrimp start coming out, and then we're going to find out where they're all at. I imagine that there's some fish pretty far up north right now. I just hadn't been up there to look. You know, if it ain't broke, I'm not going to fix it.
Yeah.
It costs too much gas to go here and go there. But when I think it's right, I'll put the boat in on the other end, and we'll check it out. But, you know, we've just got plenty of fish right now everywhere around, and I'm just one guy. There's a lot of people catching fish over here.
Well, they're dropping Rayburn pretty good right now. I've been watching the chart on it. And
What is it? What's the level today?
Back on June 20th, it was it was about 8 feet above pool.
Yeah.
And now it's down to about 4 feet above pool. So they've dropped it about 4 feet in less than a month, in about 2.5 weeks. So they're still about 4.5 feet above pool. But they've been dropping it quite a bit here lately.
Leave it to the Corps of Engineers and their infinite wisdom to go ahead and try to drop that lake in the spring.
Yeah, they've still got all those repairs they've got to do to the dam. See, once it, they're going to keep dropping it. They got to go down another 6 or 7 feet below pool, normal pool, for the dam repair.
That's what they're saying.
There's another at least 8 or 10 feet of water got to come out of there. My goodness.
Well, I think that one of our two rivers. Flowing high won't really upset the fish that much.
Right.
Two rivers flowing high moves things around. So when Toledo Bend gets a little bit stable, I mean, they're still getting some rain up that watershed and they're still doing a little bit of generating. And, but basically the Sabine is kind of settling down, but those fish, if it gets dry, they'll move up to orange already. You know, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
They like to be up there, and they go up the Natchez too, all the way to Beaumont. It's amazing how far.
Or is a ton of rain above us this morning? You know, on radar.
Yeah.
All up from that Tyler, you know, just east of Dallas and all down through our watershed and part of yours. It just, that's that front line that's supposed to come and stall out and give us all this rain for the next week.
Yep. So, we got a cold front that sagged down.
At least it's not going to go out in a gulf and turn into something.
Lord. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to kind of lock up.
And the Saharan dust is starting to come off the coast of Africa and all that, so that's going to cool down the tropics for a while. It can, let that dust come. It can come for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as I'm
concerned. Let her rip.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, anything that'll slow down those hurricanes. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. We don't need another Cat 5 come prowling in the Gulf.
No, we don't want any of that. This last little storm was bad enough. You know, it's still a hurricane. I mean, a hurricane is, whether it's a 1, 2, or 3, they're still bad. Then you get up in 4s and 5s, and then it's time to cut and run, buddy.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a small hurricane.
No,
there's not. If you're in it.
And that little storm had so much energy in it because it was originally a Cat 5 and very catastrophic, and it just had a lot of energy in it.
Yeah.
It was a little grizzly bear, man.
Yeah, and if you're on the dirty side, you're going to get it.
But people are slowly getting their power back and trying to get their lives back in order. What a mess.
Man, I tell you. Yeah, that is a mess.
It's so more prevalent. You hear about all the bad stuff, you know, when they hit populated areas. You know, it'd be nice if they'd just dump in on the coast somewhere where there weren't a lot of people. But, man, when you go to affecting the lives of millions of people, it's not good.
Yeah. No, it's not. And I haven't heard from my daughter in Sugar Land. I hope she got her fire back on pretty quick.
How long was she out?
Well, I don't know that she was out, but after she texted me the first day and said she had survived, all got busy, got back to work and doing our thing, and I haven't contacted her. So I'm sure that she would have called me and said, "Hey, I'm sweating over here. I need to come to your house." It's a, you know, 2-3/4 hour drive, 3 hour drive from over there, but she would have made it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She probably figured out a way to handle it one way or the other.
Well, I'll tell you, you don't appreciate something until you get it back like that. I mean, I felt like royalty when my power came on.
Yeah. How long were you out?
6.5 days.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gassing up generators.
Thank God my boat was full. Thank God for electric fuel pumps.
I did take them gas cans
out there and sit in a lawn chair and watch them fill up and carry them back around there and gas up the generator.
I did that during Rita. I pumped a lot of gas out of that boat. It
generator life.
Yeah.
Generator it's not good.
Life. Yeah. Well, it's just a fact of life around here. We have to live.
It is.
It.
Coastal living. So I mean, where do you go? You know, I mean, for what we do and the way of life we've been accustomed to all our lives, I mean, this is where we live. It's what we deal with.
You go up in the Midwest, you get tornadoes.
Yeah.
You know, it's something.
Yeah,
something
we got it made down here. We get hurricanes and tornadoes. Nothing like they get up there. They get those big, giant ones. That's,
Oh, yeah.
Whew, that's bad news.
The ones that chew up the ground and everything in their path.
You got that right. Lifting slabs out of the dirt. That's nasty. All right, buddy. Well, Bill, good luck with your little problem there. I hope everything comes out good for you.
Oh, yeah, hope everything comes out okay.
Yeah, I'll get it out of there one way or the other. You just got to live through it.
I got to go to the doctor this morning and see what they're going to do.
All right, I wish you the best, man.
So, but I'll leave you with this thought. Did you see the picture of the bullet going by Trump's head?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That still shot was scary.
Yeah, it was. That photographer, he's been around forever, and he just started clicking them off. He got the...
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Divine intervention.
Anyway,
I believe in that.
Yep. Divine
All right,
intervention,
buddy.
Indeed.
Well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish, will you, Bill?
409-673-9211. And
fishabeanlake.com.
Yeah, that'll get you there.
All right, man. Bill, have a good day. Good luck.
Yes, sir. You too.
See you. All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, if you've never been there, you owe it to yourself. Try to make it by there and check it out firsthand. It's real easy to find. It's right in downtown Belleville, just a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. And check out the special they've got going on for the entire month of July. Wild Game Processing, they have that special for the entire month of July, $1 off per pound for all products made at their processing facility. So if you've got wild game in the freezer or you're wanting to kill some exotics, now's the time to process. That'll save you $1 a pound and on all their processing stuff that they want, whether you want burger, sausage, dry sticks, you name it. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And they have homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs available for you all summer for your cookout needs. Check out a quarter or half calf. They have that available for pre-order and custom processing. So check it out. The Belleville Meat Market, serving over 42 years, serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 1205, hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:41 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with the fish dude. Good morning, Richard. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you?
I couldn't be better. It's all good.
Good deal. Looks like we're fixing good.
Come back a little rain rest up. Yeah, it's looking a little rainy in the forecast, man.
It is. I'll tell you what, just north of me up here, between me and Madisonville right now, there's a bunch of lightning popping anyway. So
there he is. There's a big old glob up that way drifting our way with that front line.
No, I heard that. That's well, the front sounds stationary. Good to me.
Well, it's going to become stationary.
As long as it blows through Conroe, I'll be good.
Hope it doesn't sit on top of you.
I hear you. That's the thing. I don't think it's going to do all that, but hopefully it'll cool things down a little bit anyway, because well, I stepped out there just a minute ago, and it is hot and muggy out there right now. Yeah. You know how it gets for these storms this time of year, just still as it can be and just as humid as possible. I mean, like you look at it and you go to sweating. So it's one of them kind of deals. So it's not feeling good out there right now at all. But that's like I say, get a little bit of wind, not wind, but the rain and that front through here, it ought to do pretty good. It ought to cool it down at least 5 or 10 degrees anyway. Mm-hmm. And then the front on top of it. But you know, these fronts this time of year, they don't last anyway. It helps in the morning and that's about it. It'd be nice and cool early in the morning and then game over after that. It's going to get hot as it can get after that. And then,
yeah, it's going to be pretty hot this weekend. You know, we're going to have rain today and tomorrow. Slight chance over the weekend, but it's going to be hotter. But next week looks cool. Well, yes. It's still in the upper
cooler.
80s.
Yeah, it's cooler.
I mean, starting on Monday, it's like 60%, 70%, 70, 70, 60.
Oh, good
all the
night.
Way through Saturday. Yeah.
Good that? Night. That ain't no good. That ain't no good at all. But, I mean, like I say, it is what it is. I'm just glad that you see a little bit of relief from that temperature and everything.
Yes.
Because anything helps right now. It's just one of them deals where you got to kind of grin and bear it for a little bit. But then after a little while, it'll settle down and get right. And then, you know, we're not even into August yet, though, and it's still hot as it can be. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, well, and we've seen it hotter. It's been a little cooler than
you know, that's well, it has.
But
last year was way hotter.
Yeah, it was. So I'm not going to complain too much.
No, sir. I'm not going to complain at all. I mean, I'd
as long as
be
we don't need more canes, man. I'm.
Yeah, I know. Good night.
Almost back to normal around my place after all that mess. So
you got all your power back. Everything's kind of settled back
yeah,
in.
And yeah, got all the debris cleaned up and all the mess. I mean, geez.
No, that, you know, at least I didn't get that much of it up here. I mean, it wasn't that bad up here, but I'll tell you what kills me is how long so many people stay without power, and there's still some without power. I mean, that just kind of blows me away. Cause can you imagine if it had been like a Cat 3 or 4? I mean, good night. They'd still been without power for another month.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be talking on the radio right now.
I know. That's crazy. I mean, goodness. But it's yeah, it's one of them things. You know, so many of them big trees close to them power lines, and just ain't nothing you can really do about it. You know, I mean, either cut them trees down or do, you know, you got to do something different, because them big old pine trees, when they go to falling, there ain't a whole lot you can do.
I know. I got a neighbor that's got an 80-footer that fell through my fence still in my yard, and it's just that's the only eyesore I got left. Everything else
that's
is
okay.
Up.
The main thing is nobody got hurt behind a deal, so that's the best thing.
No.
All that other stuff's replaceable. But I got to watching some of the news about down there in them old wooden fences. Some of them old wooden fences didn't fare too well. They got blown over pretty handily, there's no doubt about that. So it's one of them things. I guarantee it was like a sale. There ain't no doubt about it. Big old sales, what that is. But them, you know, that's normal down there, though. You get some of them fences that they'll all be 30 years old down there, and then wind finally hit them right, and they just rip them right over. And it's Other ones, they survive it, and you don't know why they survive it. I mean, it's just, it's weird. It's like some of these boats that float, and you look at them, and you say, how in the world is it still floating? Some do, some don't. You know, it's just one of them things. But them goofy old hybrids, they're still trying to bite good. I'm not going to complain about them rascals. They keep bouncing around on me, though. The other day, jumped out there and got on them and went to a spot. What was it? I think it was Sunday. I went out there and we hit this normal spot where they always are in June and stuff like that, and caught like six or eight of them. I'm going, dang, they're kind of slow because it's only one at a time, and I like catching them rascals, you know, more than one at a time. And I said, well, let's go try this other spot. I'm getting bored on this one. So I run up there and hit this other one. Jumped on them, and boom, I mean, we were limited out like in 5 minutes, and I don't remember even how many people I had in the boat, but we were limited out, and I think we had, I was looking to catch 15 or 20, something like that, and we pulled up there, and I mean, literally, we started catching them three and four at a time. It's like, okay, they're over here. So, what was it? I think it was the day before yesterday I run out there, because I hadn't been fishing the past couple of days. Today I'm not fishing either, but day before yesterday I went out there, and they wanted to go. They really were after more catfish than anything, but that's just because they're used to what I'm doing. You know, normally I'm catfishing this time of year, and he liked catching brim too, so we went brim fishing, but I told him, let's go try these hybrids a little bit. So we run out, and we jumped on that spot where I'd caught them the day before. Instead of just waiting to go over there, I went over there first and went over there. Dang, we had one on and a short one in the boat, and had four or five catfish that hit. Not a single hybrid after 2 days prior, catching the heck out of them. Let's go back to my regular spot. We run back up there, and there they were again. They stacked back up on that normal spot that they're on. And it's, when I say it's a normal spot, there's just certain times of year these fish move into certain places. And this particular area is a creek that dumps out of the back of an old pond. Now, this old pond's about a 25-acre pond, and it's got like a little creek that runs out of it and dumps into the river channel. Yeah. You know, now you can't see the pond. You just got to know it's there. It's stuff like that. And they kind of stack up where that pond dumps into the river channel. And that's just normally in June they start stacking up over there. And when they do, it's game on. And just every once in a while, they'll disappear on me over there, and I got to chase them down. And when I do, I'd find them on some of these other spots. But, you know, it's weird how they'll do that, you know, because one day, I mean, they'll be wide open there, and then all of a sudden they disappear on me. And it's like, what the heck? But it's all bait-related, you know. I tell people all the time, if you know, they ask me how I find so many hybrids all the time. A lot of these other guides, too, you know, I don't know how you find them all the time. Well, the thing is, you look for the bait. If there's no bait, there's no fish. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah,
hybrids are bait hunters.
I mean, that's... Like saltwater fish are, you bet.
Yeah, I guarantee you, there's no bait, there ain't no fish. I don't care where you're at, what body of water you're on. If there ain't nothing there to eat, there's not going to be any fish there to catch, because they just don't do it. I mean, they're not going to sit around. Now, bass will do that. He'll sit around and wait. Not hybrids or... You know, even catfish, same way.
Those hybrids, their metabolism's a lot different. They got to eat a lot. That's what
they do.
Swim and eat, just like a redfish.
Exactly. That's it. They're hungry all the time.
Exactly.
And once they get where you think they're full, they're gonna spit some out and eat some more.
Yep.
That's just what they do. And there ain't no doubt. I guarantee you find them. You throw them in a live well, you'll find shad that they spit up in the live well a lot. Because them knuckleheads, they just keep on eating. They won't stop.
That's
like them goofy old catfish. When I'm on them catfish, a lot of times I'll throw those cattle cubes out there to kind of bait up a spot. You pull one up and he'll have a whole cattle cube in his belly. You can feel it. You know what I mean? I'll cut them open and I'll pull that cube out. There'll be half a cube left in there. It's like, you knucklehead, you dang fool, you can't eat no more anyway, and you're going to keep on going. I guarantee you they are. They just don't
like sharks, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Richard, you got plenty of openings throughout the rest of the summer.
Yeah, I do. I got quite a few openings anyway. I mean, you know, this time of year it typically slows down on me, but you know, mostly during the week I've got a few weekend dates open, like on Sundays for some reason. Sundays I'm not right. booking up a lot, but all the Saturdays I'm booking up. But during the week I've got several of them, you know, two or three days every week I've got some openings. So
gotcha.
So it's just give me a call.
All right, that's the well, thing. Throw them out some info, how they can get a hold of you, brother.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Richard, have a good one. Stay cool if that's possible. All right, buddy.
You know it. See
you, man. Later. Bye-bye. All right, that's the Fish Dude. Up on Lake Conroe. Now let's go to Matagorda and check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradoski. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
What's up? How you doing, bud?
I'm fine.
Good. It's good to hear.
We're still raising mosquitoes over here in Matagorda.
Yeah. Boy, I got a fresh batch. Little bitty ones, the burnings. They burn you, man.
Yeah. It's pretty tough over here right now with those mosquitoes, but there hadn't been a lot of people fishing this week because we've got this big oil man's tournament starting tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll have a crowd down here.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. There'll be a little bit of alcohol consumed.
You think?
Yeah, I do. No, I've talked to a few people and fishing's good. I hadn't fished since Sunday and we had a problem being able to keep any fish. They were all over 20 inches and dang, up to 27. So it's pretty good. Redfish are not on every street corner. You know, somebody stumbles across them, but they're not easy to find right now. It's catch and release on trout. That's what it is. The same people post on Facebook all the time. And,
right.
And they're croaker fishing. I guess you can catch them with croakers wading every day. But, and then I don't know about the surf. Nobody's been going to the surf hardly. You know, there's a group that goes down the beach, and I'm sure they're catching them. But we were kind of hoping we'd get it for this tournament. I thought that Front had a chance of pushing down here and give us some northerly winds, but looks like it's going to stall, huh?
It's the way it's looking, the way it's going to play out for the, you know, all next week, too. So,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yep. Well, we don't want that thing to go out there in the Gulf and stall. So,
I guess it's better. The way they're talking, it's not going to reach the Gulf. So,
yeah.
But it's going to really increase our rain chances later next week.
Yeah.
The entire week, matter of fact. But anyway.
I think y'all been catching more in the surf down your way than our way.
Yeah, I've been hearing some good surf reports. Weather's been right for it. It's calm. Water's clean.
What I've been wanting to ask you, what size gaff top's leading that star tournament?
Man, it's not that big. It's, there's a 7.9 now. Somebody weighed in. This is the updated version. A 7.9. It was 5.7 forever. But a 7.9 is leading it now, and there's still only two tagged reds weighed in, one red tag and one blue tag.
That's crazy. There used to be more redfish entered by now, you know? I don't know if anybody's caught one in Matagorda.
Looking kind of slim.
Huh.
But
no, I had a kid catch a gaff top. I put it on a bogan. It was like 8.5. But he wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
It had a head on.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:41 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with the fish dude. Good morning, Richard. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you?
I couldn't be better. It's all good.
Good deal. Good come deal. Looks from, like we're fixing good.
Come get back a little to rain and rest here. Up. Yeah, it's looking a little rainy in the forecast, man.
It is. I'll tell you what, just north of me up here, between me and Madisonville right now, that's bunch of lightning popping anyway. So
there he is. There's a big old glob up that way drifting our way with that front line.
No, I heard that. It's well, the front sounds stationary. Good to me.
Well, it's going to become stationary.
As long as it blows through Conroe, I'll be good.
Oh, hope it doesn't sit on top of you.
Yeah, I hear you. That's the thing. I don't think it's going to do all that, but hopefully it'll cool things down a little bit anyway, because well, I stepped out there just a minute ago, and it is hot and muggy out there right now. Yeah. You know how it gets for these storms this time of year, just still as it can be and just as humid as possible. I mean, like you look at it and you go to sweating. So it's one of them kind of deals. So it's not feeling good out there right now at all. But that's, like I say, it's a little bit of wind, not wind, but the rain and that front through here, it ought to do pretty good. It ought to cool it down at least 5 or 10 degrees anyway. Mm-hmm. And then the front on top of it. But, you know, these fronts this time of year, they don't last anyway. Just it helps in the morning, and that's about it. Be nice and cool early in the morning, and then game over after that. It's going to get hot as it can get after that.
And then,
yeah,
but
it's going to be pretty hot this weekend. You know, we're going to have rain today and tomorrow. Slight chance over the weekend, but it's going to be hotter. But next week looks cool. Well,
yes,
it's still in the upper
cooler.
80s, but
yeah, it's cooler.
I mean, starting on Monday, it's like 60%, 70%, 70, 70, 60,
oh,
60
good
all
night.
The way through Saturday. Yeah.
Good that? Night. That ain't no good. That ain't no good at all. But, I mean, it's that. Like I say, it is what it is. I'm just glad that you see a little bit of relief from that temperature and everything.
Yes.
Because it's just, I mean, anything helps right now. It's just one of them deals where you got to kind of grin and bear it for a little bit, but then after a little while, it'll settle down and get right. And then, you know, we're not even into August yet, though, and it's still hot as it can be. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, well, and we've seen it hotter. It's been a little cooler than
you know, that's well, it has.
But it,
last year was way hotter.
Yeah, it was. So I'm not going to complain too much.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm not going to complain at all. I mean, I'd
as long as
be
we don't need more canes, man. I'm.
Yeah, I know. I'm good night.
Almost back to normal around my place after all that mess. So
you got all your power back. Everything's kind of settled back
yeah,
in.
And yeah, got all the debris cleaned up and all the mess. I mean, geez.
No, no, that, you know, at least I didn't get that much of it up here. I mean, it wasn't that bad up here, but I'll tell you what kills me is how long so many people stay without power, and there's still some without power. I mean, that just kind of blows me away. Because can you imagine if it had been like a Cat 3 or 4? I mean, good night. They'd still been without power for another month.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be talking on the radio right now.
I know, that's crazy. I mean, goodness. But it's, yeah, it's one of them things. You know, so many of them big trees close to them power lines, and just ain't nothing you can really do about it. You know, I mean, either cut them trees down or do, you know, you got to do something different, because them big old pine trees, when they go to falling, there ain't a whole lot you can do.
I know. I got a neighbor that's got an 80-footer that fell through my fence still in my yard, and it's just, that's the only eyesore I got left. Everything else
that's
is cleaned
okay.
up.
The main thing is nobody got hurt behind a deal, so that's the best thing.
No.
All that other stuff's replaceable. But it did. I got to watching some of the news about down there in them old wooden fences. Some of them old wooden fences didn't fare too well. They got blown over pretty handily. There's no doubt about that. So it's one of them things.
They catch that wind.
I guarantee it was like a sail. There ain't no doubt about it. Big old sails, what that is. But them, you know, that's normal down there, though. You get some of them fences that they'll all be 30 years old down there, and then wind finally hit them right, and they just rip them right over. And it's other ones, they survive it, and you don't know why they survive it. I mean, it's just, it's weird. It's like some of these boats that float, and you look at them, and you say, how in the world is it still floating? Some do, some don't. You know, it's just one of them things. But them good old hybrids, they're still trying to bite good. I'm not going to complain about them rascals. They keep bouncing around on me, though. The other day, jumped out there and got on them or went to a spot. What was it? I think it was Sunday. I went out there and we hit this normal spot where they always are in June and stuff like that. And caught like six or eight of them. I'm going, dang, they're kind of slow because it's only one at a time. And I like catching them rascals, you know, more than one at a time. And I said, well, let's go try this other spot. I'm getting bored on this one. So I run up there and hit this other one, jumped on it, and boom. I mean, we were limited out like in 5 minutes. And I don't remember even how many people I had in the boat, but we were limited out. And I think we had, I was looking to catch 15 or 20, something like that. And we pulled up there, and I mean, literally, they started catching three and four at a time. It's like, okay, they're over here. So, what was it? I think it's day before yesterday. I run out there because I hadn't been fishing the past couple of days. Today, I'm not fishing either. But day before yesterday, I went out there, and they wanted to go. They really were after more catfish than anything, but that's just because they're used to what I'm doing. You know, normally I'm catfishing this time of year. And he liked catching brim, too, so we went brim fishing. But I told him, let's go try these hybrids a little bit. So we run out, and we jumped on it. that spot where I'd caught them the day before, instead of just waiting to go over there, I went over there first and went over there. Dang, we had one on and a short one in the boat and had four or five catfish that hit. Not a single hybrid after 2 days prior catching the heck out of them. It's like, no. But that's not so. Let's go back to my regular spot. We run back up there, and there they were again. They stacked back up on that normal spot that they're on. And it's, when I say it's a normal spot, there's just certain times of year these fish move into certain places. And this particular area is a creek that dumps out of the back of an old pond. Mm. Now, this old pond's about a 25-acre pond, and it's got like a little creek that runs out of it and dumps into the river channel. Yeah. You know, now you can't see the pond. You just got to know it's there. It's stuff like that. And they kind of stack up where that pond dumps into the river channel. And that's just normally in June they start stacking up over there. And when they do, it's game on. And just every once in a while, they'll disappear on me over there, and I got to chase them down. And when I do, I'd find them on some of these other spots. But, you know, it's weird how they'll do that, you know, because one day, I mean, they'll be wide open there, and then all of a sudden they disappear on me. And it's like, what the heck? But it's all bait-related, you know. I tell people all the time, if you know, they ask me how I find so many hybrids all the time. A lot of these other guides, too, you know, I don't know how you find them all the time. Well, the thing is, you look for the bait. If there's no bait, there's no fish. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah,
hybrids are bait hunters.
Like saltwater fish are. You bet.
Yeah, I guarantee you, there's no bait, there ain't no fish. I don't care where you're at, what body of water you're on. If there ain't nothing there to eat, there's not going to be any fish there to catch, because they just don't do it. I mean, they're not going to sit around. Now, bass will do that. He'll sit around and wait. Not hybrids or... You know, even catfish, same way.
Those hybrids, their metabolism's a lot different. They got to eat a lot. That's what
they do.
Swim and eat, just like a redfish.
Exactly. That's it. They're hungry all the time.
Exactly.
And once they get where you think they're full, they're gonna spit some out and eat some more.
Yep.
That's just what they do. And there ain't no doubt. I guarantee you find them. You know, if you throw them in the live well, you'll find shad that they spit up in the live well a lot. Because them knuckleheads, they just keep on eating. They won't stop.
That's
like them goofy old catfish. When I'm on them catfish, a lot of times I'll throw those cattle cubes out there to kind of bait up a spot. You pull one up and he'll have a whole cattle cube in his belly. You can feel it. You know, I mean, I'll cut them open and I'll pull that cube out and be half a cube left in there. It's like, you knucklehead, you're so dang full, you can't eat no more anyway, and you're going to keep on going. I guarantee you they are. They just don't
like sharks, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Richard, you got plenty of openings throughout the rest of the summer?
Yeah, I do. I got quite a few openings anyway. I mean, you know, this time of year it typically slows down on me, but... You know, mostly during the week, I've got a few weekend dates open, like on Sundays for some reason. Sundays I'm not booking up a lot, but all the Saturdays I'm booking up. But during the week, I've got several of them, you know, two or three days every week I've got some openings. So,
gotcha.
So it's just give me a call.
All right. That's the thing. Throw them out some info, how they can get a hold of you, brother.
All right, make anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Richard, have a good one. Stay cool if that's possible. All right, buddy.
You know it. Have
See
fun.
See you, man. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's the Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. Now let's go to Matagorda and check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradoski. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
What's up? How you doing, bud?
I'm fine.
Good. It's good to hear.
We're still raising mosquitoes over here in Matagorda.
Yeah. Boy, I got a fresh batch. Little bitty ones, the burnings. They burn you, man.
Yeah. It's pretty tough over here right now with those mosquitoes, but... There hadn't been a lot of people fishing this week because we've got this big oil man's tournament starting tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll have a crowd down here.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. There'll be a little bit of alcohol consumed.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Now, I've talked to a few people, and fishing's good. I hadn't fished since Sunday, and we had a problem being able to keep any fish. They were all over 20 inches and dang, up to 27. So it's pretty good. Redfish are not on every street corner. You know, somebody stumbles across them, but they're not easy to find right now. So it's a catch and release on trout. That's what it is. The same people post on Facebook all the time.
Right.
And they're croaker fishing. I guess you can catch them with croakers wading every day. But, and then I don't know about the surf. Nobody's been going to the surf hardly. You know, there's a group that goes down the beach, and I'm sure they're catching them. But we were kind of hoping we'd get it for this tournament. I thought that Betfront had a chance of pushing down here and give us some northerly winds, but looks like it's going to stall, huh?
It's the way it's looking, the way it's going to play out for the, you know, all next week, too. So,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yep. Well, we don't want that thing to go out there in the Gulf and stall. So,
I guess it's better for us. The way they're talking, it's not going to reach the Gulf, so
yeah,
it's going to really increase our rain chances later next week.
Yeah.
The entire week, matter of fact, but anyway.
I think y'all been catching more in a surf down your way than our way.
Yeah, I've been hearing some good surf reports. Weather's been right for it. It's calm. Water's clean.
I've been wanting to ask you, what size gaff top's leading that star tournament?
Man, it's not that big. It's, there's a 7.9 now. Somebody weighed in. This is the updated version. A 7.9. It was 5.7 forever. But a 7.9 is leading it now, and there's still only two tagged reds weighed in, one red tag and one blue tag.
That's crazy. There used to be more redfish entered by now. You know, I don't know if anybody's caught one in Matagorda.
Looking kind of slim.
Huh.
But.
No, I had a kid catch a gaff top. I put it on a bogan. It was like 8.5, but he wasn't in the tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
It had a head on it.
Oh, man.
It had knots all over his head, like calluses all over the top of his head. He was so old.
It's probably from everybody beating him up when they throw him back every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Using a small baseball bat on him. No, and the kids, like the star teens, a 5.12 is leading it, and for the star kids, a 6.4 is leading it. So, yeah, that kid, that would be a scholarship right there. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Well, I kind of blame myself. I never mentioned it to them. You know, they were from Louisiana, and they bought a temporary license. And,
right. Oh, well.
It is what it is.
Yes, it is. All right, Charlie, I got to run. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, how they get a hold of you.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, have a good one. I'll talk to you Saturday. Be safe.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.